you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
False report of someone with a gun caused a lockdown at Ralston High School yesterday. Ralston police say someone called in the report that they saw someone armed with a gun during the noon hour at the school yesterday. The lockdown lasted about 40 minutes. Police searched the building and classes were allowed to resume later the day once it was determined that it was a false report.
I mean, they were everywhere. They showed up. I mean, it was
our buddy Officer Matt,
who had on radio yesterday.
Had on the air with us yesterday, was the one of the first officers responding, and he went... He was there doing his gig, bravely went in there.
Yeah.
That had to have been scary. Those poor kids on the news were all terrified. I mean, what's
running
the difference
out
to them? It was real.
Yeah.
But it looks like everybody did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lockdown went. No armed person was found. No injuries were reported.
False alarm.
How in trouble when they're...
They used to
they'll
be
go to jail for that call.
Oh, yes. That's just stupid. That's just stupid.
I mean, I remember in high school, but again, this is pre-9/11 and pre-Columbine. I remember showing up at high school and everyone's in the park. We're all in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I've been
it's
there.
Like, yeah, there's a bomb threat.
Yeah, so you're sitting out.
And the smokers just smoked. And I remember you clearly never once thought it was a bomb. It was like somebody called it in to get out of a test.
Yeah. And then,
I remember thinking, how much trouble are they going to get in? And we waited in the parking lot while they made the janitor go up and down the lock and check every locker. And that's, we all had to have the same brand of lock on your locker.
Okay.
And they warned you, all right, you can go freelance your own, but if we ever have to do one of these checks, the bolt cutters are just going to snip it.
Yeah.
So the janitor and whoever, like the principal or the guy who fixed the vending machines, had to go down locker to locker with the master key, open and check, open and check, open and check, and then snip it if it was, you know,
how
not the generic. And I remember
terrifying.
Just even as a high school kid thinking, is that on Mr. Jorgensen's job title that he has to get blown up? He wasn't in the Hurt Locker outfit.
No.
That was the same with ours. That was the same with ours. It's like the janitor and like the principal.
What are they going to do if they found it?
Because it was a simpler time where nobody, I mean, it didn't exist. I mean, they all knew it was BS. I mean, well, they had to treat it like, but I mean, keep in mind, that's a time when it's like, think about it. When was there ever, like, when did you ever see on the news, like, actual bomb goes off in school?
I don't think you're thinking about that. Think about that, Molly. They go, hey, Molly, we need you to go physically open up every single locker and give us a heads up because we're all in the parking lot about 5 feet away.
Right.
And tell us, in your back of your mind, you're going to be honestly going, okay, with every open, you're going to take a breath,
right.
Regardless.
We'll be out here safe.
Know.
Check all the lockers open. By the way, that mellow yellow vending machine, still broken.
Yeah.
So,
and there's vomit in the lunchroom. There's vomit in the lunchroom. Chop, chop, chop. Wow, so yeah, thank God it wasn't anything major. You know, it's terrifying for everyone.
Net neutrality comes to an end today. The FCC is expected to end the regulations forcing internet service providers to treat all traffic equally. Not surprisingly, supporters of the net neutrality claim for repealing the rules are companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast.
Is all of our internet going to be as slow as AOL dial-up? That'll
bad.
Be finally when there's a real revolution because people can't handle waiting for slow
anything
internet.
No, they can't.
Federal Reserve is hiking its key interest rate by a quarter point. So this is the third rate hike this year. They're predicting that jobs markets will continue to improve in the coming years. This is just to help a little nudge it along.
And they're saying they're going to raise it 2 to 3 more times by the end of 2018. So there you go.
And the initial search, initiative that searches the heavens for signs of extraterrestrial life or is going to aim a telescope today at several hours at that interstellar visitor that we were talking about yesterday.
The cigar-shaped comet.
Yeah. the odd chunk of rock. Today's the day it's going to get probed with, they're going to be checking it out. It's looking for any kind of signal that might indicate that it isn't natural. So that's the one thing is that they want to find out is it really just a space rock or is it something
else? It's a space rock.
They said if it was putting off even the energy of a basic cell phone, this thing would detect it.
Yes.
If there's any, you know, electricity or something coming off of it. The space nerds were saying, or the alien nerds.
It's in the news, it's headline
news.
Were
saying it was tumbling.
Yes.
And that asteroid wouldn't tumble like that. They were like, this is like a ship that lost its engine.
Yes, that's what I saw. Breaking news. It's like, what? It's psychos. One, I hope it's not. But
well,
I mean,
if
I don't know.
Out, would they tell us? I thought you had to, once you found out it was an alien, then they all have to huddle and keep it quiet.
Lockdown.
And then a year from now, Morgan Freeman goes on the news and goes, I'm the president. For the last year, we've built, you know, they come together with a plan so we don't all panic.
Well, they've named it. They've given it a Hawaiian name, Oumuamua, which means first messenger. So this is the first time. It's currently about halfway to Jupiter. So it's pretty big. And they want to check it out to make sure that it is what we think it is, which is just space rock from someplace else. They're out there and they're watching. I'm not talking about Santa Claus. I'm talking about Netflix. They have released their viewing statistics for 2017. They're usually play things pretty close to the chest when it comes to letting anybody know that they're watching. But this one was not only insightful, but also very pointed. Netflix actually called out some people by groups. The most popular day globally for binge watching is January 1st. But in another great argument for why we need the second off, in the United States, the most Netflix binge watching happens on January 2nd. That's the day that
really?
Everybody lies around.
They freak some people out because they're freaking people out with their analytics. Because they also, before all of this big data, they were individually tweeting people to be funny.
Calling them out.
Hey, @Jeff, why are you watching blah, blah, blah 16 times? And people were like, well, that's not
creepy
cool.
And not good. This was what was interesting. The highest global rewatch record was set by an American who, this one American, watched Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, 365 times last year. Why? I have no idea. And no, it wasn't me.
Oh my God, is there any, I mean, I'm trying to think, 938-9400, I'm trying to think of what Netflix show, much any show that I've double watched, and even double watched in a year.
Right.
I mean, kids I can see, right?
Sure.
Can you hit auto replay?
Yeah.
You know how like episodes will go one to the next, but I'm saying, I've never even looked, is there a deal to play a movie on a loop? I'm just saying,
I've never seen that.
Their data can't prove that there's a butt in front of the TV.
That's true.
No. I mean, there's no, they're not globally. I mean, but somebody's initiating this. I mean, I think that I don't believe that there's like an auto reset. Like when a movie ends, like when I've fallen asleep to a movie ending on Netflix, it goes back to the menu screen.
Do you ever
it doesn't restart.
I mean, do you have stuff you guys will throw on as background? Just like people will use radio as background, a movie as a background, like while you cook. You're honestly not even watching it. It just
usually it's stand up. I usually put
really?
I usually will put like stand up on, like Dane Cook, or I used to watch Eddie Izzard like on loop all the time.
As you and cooked.
Just because you can, you don't have to see them. You can just listen. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times if you have certain stand up comics, their delivery is all their voice. You don't need to see anything. So you're in the kitchen cooking and I just would listen to stand up shows.
Oh, I don't do anything. I don't think I try to think.
The weird thing was, is that, like Jeff said, they called certain people out. The United States, though, surprisingly as slothful as we think we are with our Netflix, we're fourth globally.
Who's
Mexico
first?
Is apparently Mexico. Mexico is the country with the most members watching Netflix every single day. It goes Mexico, Canada, Peru, and then the U.S.
Well, because their regular TV is just the guy in the bee outfit chasing a lady who's scantily clad.
They do have better news looking people I'm sorry I offended you all.
Telemundo? Is that what you're talking about?
They know how to hire sports and weather
people. Well, it's American news from the 70s and 80s. It's Anchorman still.
Yeah, they
have a scantily clad, beautiful young woman spilling out of a dress, and then a very old man.
Yeah, it's doing
older that. Man who's in a suit who's like ogling her. It's throwback.
Yeah. But awesome.
My buddy. How dare you?
How do you say how dare you in Spanish?
I don't know. Someone help us. My buddy, our buddy Bo, who's no longer with us, he used to watch Telemundo. I think that was his background. Right? He used to watch it all the time.
Was that his background stuff?
Well, it was his all the time stuff because of that.
Well,
it's like porn almost. It's weird.
I mean, El Chapo, who just got caught.
Yeah.
Again, we love Netflix. The Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. The one with Sean Penn.
The chick, the
That's
girl.
That's worth watching. So how he got caught was with a Mexican soap opera star.
Yeah.
Soaps are still so huge in Mexico that El Chapo watched her soap.
Yeah.
And so, like, let's see in America if we're going to try and catch a bad guy. And they're like, well, who's the biggest celebrity to get to the America's biggest bad guy? Well, in Mexico, it was a soap opera star.
That's awesome.
That's how they got to him. We wanted to meet her.
Well, people are watching. Netflix subscribers across the world watched 140 million hours of programming each day, which amounts to about a billion hours a week globally of how much people are watching Netflix.
I guess.
And apparently they're watching us too, because that was the creepy thing about all of this, is the fact that they were able to break down certain people and then...
So tell me to put a shirt on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're actually literally watching you.
Oh, dang it.
I thought this was interesting, though, just as a little side note. A viewer in Antarctica watched the whole season of Shameless in less than 24 hours. I'm like, yeah, what else is there to do? It's Antarctica. Like,
yeah, you probably go one at a time.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
So there you go. Diaper Drive 2017, our 15th year. God, I remember the time we would do this diaper drive for a whole month. A whole month, just collecting and collecting. But we have dialed this thing down, and it is just a well-oiled machine. We do what we have to do, and all of us as a community come together, and we provide.
It's the wheel.
It's great.
It's the wheel that cannot be stopped. We've got Candace on the phone. Candace Gregory from the Open Door Mission. Good morning.
Hello, Candace. How are you?
Oh,
no.
There you go.
She turned into a
robot. She sounds different.
Yeah, she does. I'll make another
call. It's the Candace bot. Beep, bop, beep, give diapers, beep, bop. Here's what I want to ask Candace. I'm curious what she thinks of her billboards. I love those billboards. Open Door Mission's got billboards.
I haven't seen them yet, really.
Man.
What am I, blind?
Do you even look around?
I don't know if I do anymore. I think I just drive,
There's a billboard right across from my Walgreens, so I get to see Candace's face.
Awesome, really?
All the time.
Here she is. Candace, how are you?
Hey, I'm on the move.
All right.
I'm gonna stop.
That's fine. You're live now, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Candace,
hey, we're gonna have some nice weather.
Oh, we're so excited for the weather.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get away with it this year.
Yeah. Thank you.
People won't have to wear their car hearts when they come out to see us. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it is. I figured I'd just pack two linings of clothing because, you know, we'll be out there doing the show. Mm-hmm. I'll start it off in the morning. So it's gonna be like 25 degrees, but then it's gonna warm up pretty good. So it's going to be doable. Last year, a little brutal, but we made it through, and we also made a record donation drive, almost 1.3 million diapers. So, yeah.
Wow. And we sure do need those diapers. We are bursting at the seams at the Lydia House, not just with people, but with babies. We've had our third baby in the last 3 weeks born.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty exciting times. Yes, Molly, we have Christmas babies.
They're the best.
Newborns.
They're so snuggly.
We are. We've had two little girls and one baby boy last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sweet.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. I know. And just think, all of our 94.1 listeners provide for these babies. So when they come back to the Liddy House from the hospital, their moms don't have to worry about how they're going to provide for them, or if they have to go back to an abuser or an unsafe situation. They can just focus on their baby.
Yeah, now, that's awesome. Do you think that this diaper bank that you guys have set up now, there's the Liddy House, and then you have three other locations where people can go
and get...
Four total.
Four locations.
people can go and get diapers. Do you think that that also prevents, like, abuse? Because it's stemming it, you know, a family that's already in stress and is skipping diaper redos for other things?
I do. Anytime that you can prevent an altercation in an already domestic violence situation, you just have no idea. We have no idea the situation sometimes these women are living in and what's going to be a trigger for someone to go off.
Yeah.
And it could be having to use money to buy diapers. It could be buying because they need a dry diaper and you don't have one. There's just lots of unhealthiness in those dynamics. And so anytime that we can be part of that prevention and keep people safe, it's a miracle in many ways. And so our Diaper Depot program actually is serving well over 100,000 mothers every year. It has grown. We now are located in Elkhorn, South Omaha, Council Bluffs, and on our main campus where a mother could come and get a package of diapers every month.
Did you say 100,000 moms?
Yes, that's 100,000 families.
My goodness.
That we're serving in homeless prevention services and in situations that families are living from paycheck to paycheck in some cases. We hear those stories when so many families come to bring their diapers and now they're stable and they were either living at Liddy House or they actually received diapers through a Diaper Depot program. And, you know, a lot of times mothers only come once or twice because that's just enough to get them back on their feet. Other times, a woman comes through the doors of the Open Door Missions Lydia House, and it takes much longer to stabilize a family to get back on their feet when they become homeless.
Oh, wow, that's insane. Oh, that is nuts. Yes. Candace, I'm curious, what do other facilities around the country, because, you know, this diaper drive is mainly, you know, it's here. And we serve our community and everybody, you know, we're just fantastic about taking care of each other here. And then, a lot of the diapers, of course, went out to, down to Florida and down to Houston for the hurricane victims, right?
That's the first time we've ever done that. And, we have never been in a place to be able to help. You know, over the last 15 years, this program has grown tremendously. We've had hundreds of rescue missions and shelters come to visit our location. And when they see the Channel 94.1 Diaper Depot sign, and when our volunteers see it, there's always questions. How did this happen? And, you know, I just have the blessing of telling people, well, we have a fabulous partnership with the Channel 94.1 that's driven by the people there. They have a passion for these children and for their families and to break the cycle of not only homelessness, but domestic violence. Yeah. And diapers make a difference.
And that's something everyone should know and feel proud of, is that what we've all as a community created. Everyone else is looking to emulate that, and you know, they want to do the same thing, and they're looking for ways of doing that as well. So that's just fantastic.
It is. They go back to their communities. They start to talk to their partners. And we have heard back from so many over the last 15 years that they've gotten a vision or they've gotten that passion from coming to see what's going on in our community, and they just can't believe it. Because we were where they were before. We know what it's like to not have the right size diaper. We know what it's like when a mother goes back because they can't provide for their children to a domestic violence situation. So our hearts break for those communities in other cities. And we are proud of the Channel 94.1 Diaper Drive and what it has done in our communities.
Yeah.
And Candace, I haven't changed the diaper in a while, but I have changed poopy diapers. And babies.
Well, Molly, we've been trying for 15 years to get some babies out of them.
Come on!
I don't know.
Babies know when they have a new babysitter, like they give you that look and they're like, I'm going to just keep pooping. But on average, how many diapers a day do the babies down there go through? Does a baby go through in a day?
Well, how many blowouts do you have?
I know. It varies.
They save those for you, Jack, and Big Party, those blowouts. When they see you coming to babysit, that's what they're holding back for.
Right up the back. It's awful.
I know.
Well, I'm embarrassed to tell you, and Molly, we used to have to ration diapers, and we used to give six a day. Can you imagine?
No.
Six a day.
I mean,
because that's what we could do. And now we are so blessed that we just give the mother the package of diapers, and she comes back and says, I'm out. I need more.
That's fantastic.
They don't. We don't have to worry about diaper rash anymore.
That's
we
awesome.
We actually are potty training at the Liddy House. We can potty train because of all the pull-ups that are given. We just are so blessed that we don't have to ration anymore. So the counting, we don't have to do anymore. We're so glad because it's a burden lifted. Not just at Christmas. I don't know if our listeners realize this is 12 months of the year. We don't do a diaper drive at the Liddy House any other time. We can focus on people. It is a true burden lifted, just not at Christmas, but 12 months, 365.
That's great to hear.
It's huge.
Candace, mm-hmm. What size? All right, we're going to get this question and you know, all the time. Let's talk about sizes of diapers when people are out getting diapers. What sizes are, what are you thinking here?
You know, we welcome all sizes, but because our children are delayed in their development, we are in need of size 4, 5, and 6 and the pull-ups, because our children, unfortunately, that do become homeless, oftentimes living in not only the poverty situations, but living in those unstable environments where maybe they're living in a car, maybe in a homeless campground, maybe their family is couch surfing every night. Potty training just goes to the wayside. And not because mom doesn't want to deal with that, but because it's survival. And so until the family gets stabilized at the Liddy House, then that's when we can focus on potty training. And so often our children are being potty trained much later in their age than maybe the average child.
Okay, that just breaks my heart.
If people have never been down to the Liddy House, open door mission, when you're going to the airport, that's about, I always describe it, on Abbott Drive, and you're headed toward, you know, the airport. If you're coming headed north of downtown Omaha,
yeah,
it's on your right. You'll see it right before the airport, mm-hmm. that long stretch.
I always look over there every time I drive by it. It's funny, you know.
Okay. It's amazing. Our community is so generous. You know, at one time, when we started our Diaper Depot program, it was a few years after our diaper program starting with the drive, and we had, I think, 60 beds then. And today, we have 300 beds that are full, and we have 100 mats on the floor for overflow
for
women and children. And so our community has been generous in providing shelter for women and families, and our Diaper Depot and the Diaper Drive program has grown with our Liddy House. And amazing that we can serve so many through our Diaper Depot program.
Well, we feel very proud and fortunate that we're able to take part and help out with the situation. I mean, it really is amazing.
Thank you for all the work that you do all year round. I mean, we're happy to help out, but this is just one weekend. But it makes such a difference. And thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us, because hearing your voice and it's always the best part. It's the motivator.
You motivate people. We like hearing when you say a burden lifted. If we didn't do this diaper drive, what would be the alternative?
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't, unfortunately, our cash that comes in, we use to keep the lights on and food on the table. You know, 90% of every dollar that's donated to the mission goes directly back to guest services. So we only have a 10 cent on the dollar administration fee, nothing compared to the government costs. And so as a nonprofit, you know, we are being good stewards of not only our money, but time and resources. Unfortunately, we wouldn't have the cash flow to have a diaper depot program, not even one. We would not have four today.
Yeah.
And we would be back to struggling at the Liddy House with rationing diapers. And as a leader and as a mom, it's heartbreaking to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So when we say a burden lifted, it's just not me. But it's the staff, it's our volunteers. There's nothing worse than being a volunteer and someone coming up and asking you for something they need. How humbling it is for them in the first place to ask.
Yeah.
But then to not have it is heartbreaking for not only the person that's in need, but the volunteer. And so when we say a burden lifted 24/7, because people are coming in off the streets 24/7, but also 365. And this, when it comes the 94.1 diaper drive for our team at the mission, it's Christmas, because we know Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming, and we're getting all the sizes. And because, you know, we're down to our last ones. We know when it's close to the diaper drive, because we're getting to the last
4, 5, and 6.
Well, I'll be going out.
That's funny.
I'll be going out today to buy diapers. And I'll tell you, it's the one time of the year that I do buy diapers. And the cost is always, I always look at that and I'm just like, wow, you know, I can afford to do it. And I just can't imagine being someone, a person who's struggling, got all these other things going on, maybe a single parent, whatever the case is. And looking at that price going, well, I can't uh-huh. figure that out. I mean, I used to, back uh-huh. in the day, figure out how to buy a 12-pack. You know, that was my biggest issue.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. His dilemma used to be toilet paper or beer.
Yes.
Like, that's a dilemma.
His Sophie's choice.
They got napkins are free at fast food places. So, yeah, gross. Sorry.
Well, so there's sick. One thing about diapers and toilet paper. We take everything gently used, but those two things you can't.
No.
And so, you know, and so you're talking about real reality things when you're talking about budgeting and all of those things. But then to throw into the fact that, you know, 50% of our women are living in domestic violence situations. You know, we just never know what goes on behind closed doors. And oftentimes we think some of our social issues are just in poverty or just in certain areas of our city. And domestic violence does not discriminate. It is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
And we see it in our rural communities, and we see it in the city. And we have broken out with our diaper depot programs in some of the other areas of our city, we have been astonished at the stories that we're hearing on the front line of how people are living. And we are, this time of year, we have so much to be grateful for. So when you give a package of diapers, know that you're empowering a family.
Thank you, Candace.
So I'm so glad you. Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Yeah.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I won't be wearing my pink Carhartt.
So you won't need to.
No.
You're the only one I know that has pink Carhartts. Where the heck did you get those?
I know you have to special order them.
Okay, all right. I love
it. It's worth it.
Candace is
okay, guys. I love you guys, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Candace.
Thanks, Candace. Love you, too.
Thank you. Later.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Diaper drive weather is what it is. 132nd and Dodge, you're going to say hi to us at some point this weekend in the parking lot. Hy-Vee!
Can't wait.
If you don't have diapers, you just go right in that Hy-Vee, buy a diaper, come on, bring it to us.
That's all you got
to
do.
All right, Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
George Clooney is one nice guy. Randy Gerber, you know, he's married to Cindy Crawford, and he's like best friends with George Clooney. He said that back in 2013, George Clooney invited a bunch of his friends over to the house and gave them each a briefcase, and inside was $1 million.
How come my friends don't do that? Come on, friends.
Wait, and each side was in what?
$1 million.
Clooney gave $1 million suitcases to his friends?
Yes, to each. 14 friends came over. He's like, you know what? I slept on your couch when I came out from L.A. You were the ones that had my back, and I just want to say how much I love you and how much you mean to me.
Here's Randy Gerber right here. Check
the record. I want you guys to know how much you've meant to me and how much you mean to me in my life. I came to L.A., I slept on your couch, so I want you all to open your suitcases. Every one of us, 14 of us, got $1 million. Every single one of us. We're in shock.
Wow, I've never heard anyone on it. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he paid the taxes, by the way. So you know how, like, also you're like, well, thanks for the $1 million gift. Now I guess I got to pay. He's like, no. I paid the taxes. He paid all the taxes for the year.
You know, it's amazing about this that he doesn't even bring it up. Other people are. I mean, he's that. I love him.
He's so
that's pretty
so
awesome.
Unbelievable. He's the gift that keeps on giving. George Clooney,
$14 million.
I know.
Well, he sold Casa Amigos tequila.
Yeah.
For a billion.
Yeah, and that, by the way, he started as a joke.
A billion. He got $1 billion for that tequila company.
Yeah.
And he just handed out noise-canceling headsets with Casamigos on it for the flight that he and Amal were taking with the twins. And it was like a, hey, just in case. He's like, the twins just learned how to squawk. And he basically gave out noise-canceling headphones like as a ahead of time, just in case anybody would be disrupted by the babies during the flight. So
yeah,
he's like a total full package. Kensington Palace announced that Meghan Markle and her fiance Prince Harry will be spending Christmas together, which is a pretty big moment. It's a break in royal protocol. Typically, royal partners have to wait until they're married to be invited to royal Christmas. So this is, again, her breaking another glass ceiling in all of this. They're saying, no, we don't have to worry and wait for you to come next year when you are married.
Why do you think they're breaking so much tradition?
The queen.
Yeah, why is she doing
this? The queen can't say no to Harry.
Is that what it is?
Okay. So who's the brother?
William.
Yeah.
William and Kate didn't get this treatment.
No.
No.
I don't think anyone
has. Said this is the effect that Harry has on the queen.
Oh, wow. What is that?
The queen just absolutely loves him. So they're saying their relationship is completely different. You'd never see Kate and William. They still don't touch each other in public. There's a no PDA rule. The queen doesn't do it. It's not official. It's just unspoken.
Right.
And Harry and her, they hold hands, they kiss, they do all of it. So it's just a different standard.
I wonder what it's going to be like dinner, because when the queen is done eating, when she takes her last bite, no one else is allowed to eat anymore. That's it. So you got to shovel it down.
Hurry up. You're all watching her. She's starting to put that fork down. Yes. And you just pour it in.
You're done.
Dump the plate.
Hey, speaking of money in suitcases, they're releasing old pictures of Meghan Markle from Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, she was
in a sexy Santa outfit for the Santa episode.
Tiny
little Santa. So if people remember Howie Mandel's Deal or No Deal, she was one of the suitcase gals.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
And so they just released this, her as sexy Santa holding cash suitcases.
She's going to be a princess or a duchess.
What's the queen think of that?
Look at that. I'm sure the queen's just like, whatever. Brave New World. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.